Jesus is alive. Jesus, will you tell him that you love him by giving him some praise? Come on, let's praise him. Don't cheat him out of his praise. That's good. Come on.
Sing unto the Lord, make a joyful sound. Lift your voices, let your praise resound. Sing victory song in a time of war. Trust in Jesus, the battle is won.
Sing it to the Lord.
Sing it to the Lord. Make a joyful sound. Lift your voices. Let your praise resound. Sing victory song in a time of war. Trust in Jesus, the battle
find yourself a prayer partner? Thank you. give him a hand of praise. Give the Lord a hand clap. Didn't go. God good? Somebody say, good Jesus. Somebody say, hallelujah. Give him another hand clap. But we go on. Somebody say, hallelujah. Well, Brother Jessica.
Everybody doing? Did you come here to praise God tonight? Y'all are too enthusiastic for me. I can hardly hear myself with all the amens going on. I hope you came to get something tonight. Yeah, it's a Wednesday night. Yeah, you've been to other Wednesday night services, but you've never been to this Wednesday night service. And you've never gotten what God's got for you on this service. Amen? Now, if you don't believe that, why come? Why be here? We're not about ritual. We go from glory to glory. What we had yesterday was nice, but God's got something more today. We're moving on, amen? So if you didn't come here tonight expecting a fresh touch, then get your expectations up. And you got about 2 minutes to do that, amen? We're going to receive tonight's tithes and offerings. If you got it ready, stand with me. Hallelujah. Do you love God? Hallelujah. He's good. And he's good to everybody. He's good for all of us. He's not just good to a select few. God does not show favoritism. He is no respecter of persons. If he's doing it for the person sitting next to you, he's going to do it for you. So many times the devil likes us to be jealous when we see somebody else get blessed. But you also got to realize that they had to use their faith to get that blessing. And if you'd use your faith, God's got a blessing for you. Amen? Amen? Lift your offering to him and bless him. And use your faith right now. If you've got a need, use your faith. You've heard the word. You know the answer. You know it. Use your faith and watch God do it. Amen? Thank him for it. Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you for tonight. Lord, we thank you. You're a good God, and you have good things in store for us, Father. I thank you for what you've prepared for us. I thank you for the anointing you've given our pastor, for our benefit, for our blessing. I thank you that you've stirred it up, Father. I thank you that you're using it even tonight to bless us and to change our lives. We give you the glory and the honor for it, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for everybody's financial situation. I thank you for the faith that you've given everyone. And Lord, as we use that faith even tonight, I thank you that our situations are turning around. I thank you, Father, that bills are being paid. I thank you that people are walking out of debt. Father, I thank you for a new life. In Jesus' name. And we give you the glory and the honor. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You can sow. Amen. Thank you.
Well, praise him. Hallelujah. Why don't y'all do me a favor and everybody come to the first three rows in the center? Thank you. Come on and move it quickly for me, please. Amen. Thank you. Everybody moving all over the building. Thank you. To the first center rows, even to Mira. Thank you. Praise. Come on. Let's get in what God wants to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Especially, oh no, come on, let's move. First toe, three center rows. Thank you. Easy to minister to. Amen. Come on. Amen. Well, give him praise, somebody. Why don't you stand up and just give the Lord a big hand clap as we're coming to you. Come on, everybody do that. Come on, y'all can do that. Give him a big hand clap. Come on. All over. Open your mouth and praise him too. Come on. Tell him thank you. Amen. Oh, y'all can do better than that. Come on and keep doing that. Amen. I get to. Amen. 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 It's good to hear the word, isn't it? Isn't it good to hear the word? Don't sit down so quickly. Keep praising him. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to get it all out. Amen. Come on then. Praise him. That's why we're here for you to get a breakthrough. That's why we're here to get a blessing. We're not here to just look at you. Glory to God. Amen. Let's bless Jesus. Amen. Everybody all over the room just blessing him. Come on now. Amen. We're here to see you can get blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We look at That's good. Keep on doing it. Amen. Amen. If you want to have Wednesday night service, you got to have Wednesday night service. If not, you can save me some time. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless his name. Well, go home. Hallelujah. We're here to have church. Thank you, Jesus. We're on assignment from the Holy Ghost. On assignment from the Holy Ghost to get you blessed. Somebody say hallelujah. You're not going to get blessed just hanging around, glory to God. You're not going to get blessed just hanging around. You're going to get blessed by being obedient and being open to the move of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God is good. And you're in a great place, whether you realize it or not.
Amen.
Amen. You're in a great, somebody say, I'm in a great place where miracles happen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, how many hungry? Hungry for the word. Hungry for the word? You know God will do exactly what he said he would do. You can sit down if you want to. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Ramataba. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, pray a little bit better for me. Come on, just pray just a bit. God's just changed my direction a bit. Hallelujah. Got to give it to you. Oh, come on now. You don't have to be here too long. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. This is good. This is good, good, good. Someone say good. Thank you, Father. Come on now, pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody on your way to heaven? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give him praise in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know it's the truth that you learn that sets you free. How many ready to go free? Anybody ready to go free? It's the truth that you know will set you free. Hallelujah. The Bible says you'll know the truth, and the truth might be able to make you free. Doesn't it say that? Somebody say, no, it says that the truth will definitely make you free. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise Him. He's a good God. Seek Him higher. Thank you. Open your Bibles. I'm going to tell you where to go. Just for a moment there. I was listening. I got to listen to 3 CDs today. I enjoyed myself. I was on the road. And while out on the road, amen, we just heard on the way to where I was going, we heard 3 CDs. And I tell you what, they were good. Amen. Everybody say good news. Say it again, good news. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. He's a good God. Thank you, Father. Soak in the high. Go to Nahum chapter 2, verse 15. When you get there, say, I'm there. Actually, go to Romans. Chapter 10, verse 15. It's in 2 different places. Amen. You know, it's really good when you can tell the truth, when you're confident in the truth and what God wants you to do. You know that? It's a good thing to be confident in the thing that God told you to do. And I want to throw my weight around a little bit tonight. Is that all right? Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say, throw your weight around. Hallelujah. Weight means glory. Weight means glory. Amen. So I want to let you in on something. The Bible says this. And how shall they preach except they be sent? Somebody say hallelujah. How shall they, actually let's go to 13, back up a little bit more than that, go to verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Who will ever call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Everybody say saved. Glory to God. That's what God wants to do. Everybody say, somebody say sozo. That's the Greek word, sozo, means whole. How many of y'all tired of being broke? You know, when something's broke, it's not whole, is it? Amen. That word, shall be saved, means whole. Whole in your mind, whole in your emotions, whole in your relationships, amen. Whole in your finances, whole in your health, whole in your body. Bible says, who will ever call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. Glory to God. Didn't say those that just went to church. You got to go and call. Somebody say, call. They taught us how to call when I came up. Amen. They sing, son, call on the one who answers prayer. Amen. He's a prayer answering God. You got to learn to call on him. Amen. You call him with your worship. You call him with your praise. Amen. You call him with your prayer life. Amen. You call him on Wednesday night. See, there are a lot of people that refuse to call on God. Amen. They want to gripe, moan, complain, and do everything else, amen, but believe God to do something for them. You need to be saved. You don't have time to wait. You know, the devil likes to knock us out when we get discouraged. He likes to get you to do everything, amen. He likes to knock you out. He likes to get you to the point to where you'll do everything but what you should do to get out of your mess or to get out of your circumstance or get out of your situation. And when people get depressed, we get worn out, we get all wigged out, you know, things are going bad. First thing we do, I'm not going to church. You can forget that. I'm sick of church. Now, you're not going to get saved like that. You think God's going to come to your rescue while you're at home moping and groping and complaining and whining? Amen? Come on. I get so sick of people saying that. You know, they get so wigged out and they get so caught up in their problems and so caught up in their situations that they get stuck there. And, you know, and all they do is surround themselves around their problem. They're going to sit there in it and things never get better. Amen. And expect me to go make a house call. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. I made it out not going back. Somebody say amen. I don't even want to take a visit. Amen. Somebody say praise God. Because you know what? It's one thing if you were stuck in that thing and couldn't get up. Amen. But the truth is you need to come out of it. It's real easy. If I can do it, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. If you want to be saved, get to the place where you can call him. Some say call him. And I believe he has several digits to his number. Amen. You got to call him. You know, you can't now. You can call my cell if I answer it sometime if the bill's paid. Somebody say praise the Lord. But you can call my cell phone, and there are so many digits to a cell number or to a home number you got to ring. You can't just dial three numbers and expect that person to pick up, can you? Let me call 281. Let me see where Sister Kathy Garvin is. Hold on, 281. And then start yelling, Kathy. No, it's not going to work, is it? You get the second two, the next numbers after that, I'm not going to give out her number. Amen. But, you know, you just half dial numbers and expect to get there. Now, what would happen if you wanted to send a letter and you forgot the street name, amen, all you, well, I know the first four numbers. I'm going to write that on there and just stick that in the mail and let it go on. That'll make it. I know it's something, 311 something, amen. Bless it, Lord, send it on, amen. You're not going to get it, are you? How many, and that's what it's like for a lot of people in the things of God and in the area of salvation. It says, you shall call on the name of the Lord your God, and you'll be saved. Those that call. And there are ways that we call. Call just not shouting when we're in trouble. Come on. Calling means with consistency. With a consistent prayer life is one of the numbers that you call God with. That's the area code. Amen. You got to even get, some people don't even get the right area code. Amen. You know, that you can't pray with the two. You can't pray with, you know, you can't go through with all that stuff. You're never going to reach it. You got to get the right mindset, the right attitude. Somebody say hallelujah. And add in all the ingredients and mix it to make it work. Somebody say praise him. How many of you want him to show up? Amen. You know the number. Look at somebody say, you know the number. You're not going to, you dialing the wrong number. Leaving out some digits. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to leave out praise because I got an attitude. I'm not going to praise him. But I'll dial the other numbers. I'll pick it up on the second half of the service. Forget the area code. I'm just going to dial. Come on. Somebody say wrong number. Amen. Wonder why you don't get anything. And some people say, well, I'm going to praise it, but I can't stand all that preaching. You get the area code and you leave out the back stuff. Now, I like Nation Church. I like the preaching. I like the singing. I like some of the people. Amen. Come on. Somebody say, somebody say glory to God. All right, let's be getting close. Amen. I like some of the people. You know, and I like all the service, but it's that Friday night service, all that noise and all that racket, and then the falling down. I can't take all that. I'm just going to leave off the last number. And I hope I get saved. I hope it works out for me. Let me tell you what, everything that we do is absolutely necessary. We don't do it. It's not because we just waiting to get another offering. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Some of y'all really think that. I mean, we couldn't take you all to McDonald's tonight. Somebody say praise him. And some people say they just doing another service. They must need the money. Amen. They just add them on because they ain't got nothing better to do. They got to get them coins. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say you ought to know better. Say you ought. Somebody say the devil doesn't even lie that good. Amen. The devil's not that dumb. Amen. That's not what it's all about. It's all about salvation. It's all about salvation. It's all about everything that we needed. Somebody say hallelujah. And whether you realize it, you need it too. I don't, you know, it's not like, you know, you need to, we need to worship God with all of our heart, all of our soul. We need the presence of the Holy Ghost in our life. We're Christians. And you got to dial all, you got to get in totally for this thing to completely work. You know, you got to apply yourself in prayer. When we say, everybody, let's get together and let's learn to pray, you're going to have a prayer life, because there's certain things that God will only do for you if you ask Him. Amen. Other than, oh, Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. You know, that's about the extent of most of our prayer life when we're in trouble. But I'm talking about fellowship with God and with a consistent prayer life. That's one of the numbers that we can call on the name of the Lord. Amen. One of the other numbers that I'm realizing is a consistent devotional life. Someone say, get His number and call on Him. It says, you call on the name of the Lord of God, you'll be saved. Another number that you can get is to consistently worship Him. Just get there and worship God. Some say, I'm just going to dial the numbers. Don't worry about it. You might be in between. All you hear is that little bleak or whatever it is. Amen. When you put all the numbers together, it'll ring. And God will be there for you. Look at somebody and say, and He hasn't changed His number. See, that's the thing with a lot of people. They got out and God was doing things for them. God was moving and all this other stuff. Then all of a sudden it stopped. What happened? No, you got, you know, you were shouting and praising God, never doing, never missing it. Amen. In there 100%. And things were working. You'd pray, you'd come to church, and all of a sudden hands were laid on you, and it would show up on Monday morning. Wow, it's really good. It's great. Then we say, well, I got this down. I got it down. Amen. He hasn't changed His number. It's a consistency thing. It's the same old thing over and over. It's like, well, I got that. You're not learning how to dial them. Amen. You're not just learning to do something. Then once you learn it in the back of your head, I know how to do it, that means I must be doing it. No. We have to do these things consistently until He comes. The Bible says, he that endures to the end will be saved. Amen. He that endures to the end will be saved. Come on now. This is not, you know, I think people go to church and they sit in these meetings like they're going to school. 4 years of that, then I got it. I got faith. Woo, glory to God. I sat through that seminar. I got the Holy Ghost now. I've been to 10 Holy Ghost meetings. I got my laughter. I got my joy. I'm finished with that. I've learned that season's over. Amen. No, we don't get out of the seasons. I don't. Some say those numbers are all crucial and are all important. And you see these dummies. Somebody say glory to God. And look at them. You just look at them, you know. Stay there. When you see these saints that are going on there strong, some of these people that are 80-some years old, they're not doing a new thing every year. Brother Higgins, he's not doing something new. Oh, he was moving in the Holy Ghost back in the 40s. Amen. And ever since he got it down, the Holy Ghost started to move through him. Then all of a sudden, he had to cut out his prayer life. Amen. Because he got it. He bought it. We think that our putting in stuff, we buy stuff. We buy anointings. No, it's leased. Somebody say, you got to make the payment every month. Amen. I'm learning that. Amen. You got to make the payment. You don't buy it. Amen. It's just not there. What you don't nurture and what you don't keep, it will dwindle away. That's why those disciples and different, they were gathering in the house of prayer. They had to say, well, yeah, y'all always in church. Y'all always. Well, they had to go every day at 3 o'clock. I don't want to see you every day at 3 o'clock. Every day at 3 o'clock. But you have to keep putting in and keep putting in order to get something out. Make it a part of your life. Amen. And watch and see what happens. God will bless you. Some say, call. Who will ever call on the name of the Lord will be saved. I'm not talking about just screaming from the top of your lungs when things get bad. Sometimes it takes about a month or two to call. Sometimes it takes a couple years to call. Somebody say, hallelujah. Sometimes it takes some seasons to call. Amen. You know, I've been calling them for this thing. I've been calling them for my house for a long time. Somebody say, keep dialing the numbers. Keep dialing the numbers. Amen. Keep dialing the numbers. When you dial that numbers and it completely gets there, amen, you got it. Some of y'all are so rough, God's disconnected you. Amen. Some say, no, I'm joking. Somebody say, hallelujah. You're not disconnected. You got a line with God, and you know the number. And you know the number. And you know the number. Somebody say, hallelujah. Try it. It works. Try it. It works. Love, grace, patience, faith, devotions. Do it all the time. Amen. Do all of it all the time. Amen. And He'll be there for you. He'll be there for you. What I realize, well, this thing's going on in my life. Woo, whoop-dee-doo. What got it there? The number of God. what you know, and we do all these things. God, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to get blessed. Amen. And we think we purchased it. Amen. No, we don't stop. When you get something, the way you got something from God, keep going to keep it. Amen. What you got from God, keep that going to keep it. Amen. I'm going to get in there and serve the Lord and love everybody. Amen. And my life going to get better. Well, you have to stay like that. Keep it going with endurance. Amen. I don't want anything that's going to knock me out of the basics. I got a lot going on in my life. Amen. But nothing's going to knock me out of the basics. Amen. Nothing's going to knock me out of the basics. Amen. Whosoever shall call on the name shall be saved. How shall they call in whom they have not believed? See, and you know what? Unbelievers don't call. Somebody say hallelujah. Unbelievers just don't call. They don't think it necessary to call. They don't think it's necessary to add God in their life in any area. They don't think it's to pray about stuff. Wake up in the morning and just say, hey, God, I need you today. You need Jesus. You got to believe that he's there. How shall they call in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? So say heard. Hearing is crucial. And that's something that's faith, people. We're not hearing too many faith messages lately. It's the truth. Not too many faith people are teaching faith anymore. We need to get back to the basics and teach faith. You must keep hearing. I have been hearing the way that I need to be hearing. It was so good just to stick in a CD and listen to some word. Amen. Oh, yeah. Yeah. How can they believe? Somebody say, you got to hear. Have you been listening? You know, and just running your mouth is not, you know, I preach all the time. That's not good enough for me just to preach. I can't hear myself when I'm preaching, amen. But I have to put in CDs too. I have to put on some stuff, amen, and hear the word of faith. You're not going to be able to believe, somebody say glory to God, if you're not consistently hearing. What you hear, amen, is what you're going to believe. What have you heard today? What have you heard today? Come on, think about all the things you heard today, amen. Lord, I hope y'all weren't listening to no radio. Amen. And hearing all that mess. Because that's what your faith's based in. Amen. That's what your faith is based in. You know, if you're around people that don't do nothing but complain all day long and gripe all day long, you know that's where your faith is. That's what you're going to expect to happen. Amen. So you have to believe. Amen. How shall they believe in whom they have not? How shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear? Somebody say, how shall they hear? Without a preacher. Somebody say, glory to God. I'm going to tell you what, preachers are great. Preachers are great. You know that? It's the saddest thing in the world. You know, you can get paid, make money for doing the dumbest stuff. Just stupid stuff doesn't mean a hill of beans. You know that? And get paid great money for it. But the things that matter the most, somebody say hallelujah, people just tread it underfoot. I'm not going to let nobody do that no more, amen? You know why? Because it's precious. When you see, you know, I do a lot of things all day long, and some of the things that I do have great potential to produce great wealth. But those things that produce great wealth is nowhere near the value of what we do tonight. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody might get a house, but when you hear the word of God go forth and do stuff like that, amen, that's really what's worth the money, whether you realize it or not. And somebody can rent a house and get a house note. I can give you a house note, amen, and do all this other stuff. That don't mean jack squat. But the words that we preach when we hear from God, that'll change your life. It'll set you free. It will deliver you. It will do some things. It's very valuable. Somebody say hallelujah. It's extremely valuable. So thank God for the preached word. Thank God for the preached word. Never take it lightly. Somebody say hallelujah. It costs to get it out. It costs to get it out. How shall they hear? Just think about that. How shall they hear without a preacher?
I don't need him. I got my own Bible. I got my own Bible. I don't need him. I'm so sick of hearing people. You stop listening to people. Go to God for yourself. I have to go to God for myself. You're going to end up in a ditch. You're going to end up in a ditch like that. There are a lot of Looney Tunes, and I know them. Got a Bible. Amen. you know, just got a little Bible and just off, got their own little cult, but they're the only one that's in it, amen? The only one tripping to their own thing, just screwed up and messed up. They didn't read and studied something, got all screwed up, amen, all by themselves. Come on. Wonder why they got no faith. It's not, the Bible said that's how God wants to do some things. Don't you know, even now, I thank God for the written word, but in the New Testament, see, some of us, you know, some of us just think sometimes, you know? Just think. Look at the New Testament. Half those people couldn't even read. Half of those people couldn't read. And certainly all of them didn't have a Bible. They had some scrolls and script, maybe one to a city, one to a whole church, and half of them couldn't even read it. They had to go there just to get some of the understanding. They didn't have the whole thing. They had to pass around the same letter all over the world to get it. But yet they had faith to move mountains, faith to raise the dead and do all this other stuff. You got a whole book and can't do jack squat, and they would have two sentences. Somebody say hallelujah. It's the truth. In it all day. Memorized the whole thing, but no power in it. You know why? Because there's something about the preached word of God. They valued the preached word of God. They had to believe that when that person, they had to take it at faith. See, we take it face value. You know, what we're reading, we're reading it. Oh, that's the scripture. Those are just letters. It's the Bible. But that's all those were, was letters. And we pattern our life by it, start churches, name churches after it, heal people with it, amen, and have them just letters. We got stories in here. Just one man wrote a letter trying to get some other guy free. It's in the Bible. Please forgive him of his debt. That was a letter, amen. And we shout on it and do all this other stuff, amen. It's just a letter. But it's the word of God. It's the holy written word of God. Amen. But they honored, amen, the preached word of God. Somebody say, thank God for that. And I think we ought to do it too. I'm not just saying just the preacher and all those things. Somebody say, hallelujah. How? Somebody say, how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. Where am I at? Romans what? Come on, somebody help me here. Are y'all learning anything? We are? How shall they believe in whom they have not heard? Some say, if you're not hearing, you're not going to increase in faith. And faith moves mountains. It just makes you want to crack somebody sometimes, doesn't it? They're in a rut, and they get so in a rut. I can't get to church. If you're in a rut, you got to fight to get to church. You got to do like Sister Kathy did, walk to get there. You don't believe some of the ditches and ruts and messes I've been in, amen? Oh, hallelujah. But I kept going there, amen? I kept going, and I kept going, and I kept going. Never stopped going. And it did something. And you know what? I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on going. How shall they believe if they haven't heard? There are a lot of people that need to believe God to get out of sicknesses. My God, one of them just sick. My Lord, you got to have faith to get out of that. How are you going to increase the faith if you're not coming to hear the word? Where I come from in the faith church, I come out of when we got into a ditch, man, we put in extra time, amen. Hold on, I got a sickness. Let me get to a conference. Let me get the word in me. Let me overdo the word. But the devil has us doing the opposite. When we get beat up, and we get knocked out, and we get discouraged, we stop everything. Be like you sitting up in a hospital. Kathy's a nurse, and they're giving you drugs and all this other stuff. You need the drugs, don't you? Well, I'm just not doing too good. Let me take all the drugs out and just sit here and think it's going to get better because you're sick of hearing it. You want to be saved? Hear the word, period. Somebody say hallelujah. You want to be saved? You want to be delivered? Hear the word. And even after you get saved, if you want to stay saved, if you want to stay whole, if you want to stay delivered, if you want to stay set free, keep hearing. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good Lord. Don't you think hearing the word is easier than going through crud? In whom they have not heard. And how shall they hear without a preacher? Somebody say, thank God for that. You had a preacher. What's the difference between a preacher and a teacher? A teacher just goes, now this is how you do this. This is how you do that. Let me explain to you how you do it. This is how you do it. A preacher says, you better just do it, period. They tell you what to do. Amen. need to cut that mess out. You need to do this. You need to do that. Some say preach. And how shall they preach? Some say, how will they preach? How are we going to preach unless we're sent? Some say, thank you, Jesus. Thank God. As it is written, some say, hallelujah. How beautiful, some say, beautiful, are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. That says two things. You ought to appreciate those that preach to you. It's another thing, you ought to wear nice shoes to church. Somebody say hallelujah. That means don't preach to people all beat up. Somebody say, no, I'm joking. It says, how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel of good news. Amen? And bring glad tidings. Somebody say, glory to God. We're here talking good news. It'd be one thing I was coming here, all y'all going to hell. Everybody in here going to hell. If I came in here, you know, you could forget getting out of that. You can forget getting out of this. You know, bad times are coming. All you're going to go through, just a little while more suffering for all of you. You know, you people go that way and that's all they hear? Wicked. All of you are no good. Come on. Holiness of hell. Devils. Oh, yeah, I grew up in some of that stuff. All the whole church devils. You know, they bring some of them church mothers and they get up on the microphone. Y'all need to pray because somebody ain't going to make it out of here. How many of y'all see that sort of stuff? Come on. Y'all need to pray because I'd be afraid to walk across the street. You know who you are. You better repent. Come on. Then they tag team it. Amen. Tag team it. Tell you off. So say, how beautiful. Thank God for that. Now, you know you could have that. Getting beat up, amen. But when it's good news, somebody say good news. Somebody say hallelujah. How beautiful are the feet of those that bring good news. It's good news. It's good news. It's good news. It's not bad news. It's good news. It's so discouraging sometimes. I tell you what, you know, you come with good news, amen, and they're not happy. Lord, what'd you send me for? They don't want to hear no more good news. They don't give a rip. Somebody say hallelujah. It'd be like Ed McMahon coming to your house and tell you, you won the $1 million lotto. That's what it feels like sometimes, amen. Oh, you're delivered and set free, God, and made a way. Somebody say thank you. That's what it is. I don't have bad news. I don't have anything to say to you. Personally, from my own head, from my own heart, there's nothing I have to say to you. Absolutely nothing. Except hi, bye, amen. I'll catch y'all in the next life. Amen. I love everybody. Amen. But I'd be off on my own thing. Glory to God. We can ride together. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm telling the truth. Not that I'm better than anybody. I'm not. You'd say the same thing to me. But I'm here because I got good news. God interrupted my life to bring you good news. Go tell them that they're set free. Go tell them that they're delivered. Tell them they can get out of the mess. Tell them they can get out of the rut. Tell them I'm a healer. Tell them they can be prospered. Lord, I believe the news. I don't know if they do. Amen. Darn, I go tell him again? I told him last week. They got a Bible? Can't they read it? Somebody say hallelujah. Over and over and over and over again, it's good news to you, and the news is real. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Say it's good news. Look at somebody on the other side of you. It's good news. You're going to keep hearing this good news and you're going to start to call. You got to apply your faith to it. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to apply your faith to it. You can tell I believe because I'm still saying it. Why would anybody say the same thing over and over and over again for 7 years? Pay to say it. Pay to tell you good news that sometimes you don't want to hear. Somebody say hallelujah. Why? Because we believe it. say thank God.
Hallelujah!
Oh, I'm going to let you out of here. Don't think that nobody ever gave you anything. Nobody ever thought about you. Nobody made an investment for you.
My daddy didn't care. I didn't even know my daddy. Didn't know. Come on, all this other stuff. All the stuff we never had, never could get. Amen. About 90% of my life is nothing but telling you good news. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank God. How lovely are the feet of those that bring good news, announcing tidings of peace and prosperity. Glory to God. Receive the letter. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Thank you, Jesus. Isn't he good? Glory to God. And we're going to get into this a little bit more. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I come here meaning business, and I'm sure you do too. When we come to church, we mean business. We mean business. Glory to God. Long day. Glory to God. We come in here to mean business. Time to go bless the people. Time to go get blessed. Time to be blessed themselves. Let's say thank you, Jesus. Verse 16, as you're leaving, it's not too late. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. Somebody say the good news. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? Who believed our report? Who believed? They have not but obeyed it. Oh, you know, in every message we preach something, and this is what you do about it. You mix the word with faith. Faith is obedience. You do something about it. Step out in faith.
You're stepping out in nothing. I'm going to step out at the end of the service.
Step out in faith. Step out. Do something about it. They have not all believed our report. Isaiah said that. Isn't that amazing? They have not all obeyed our report, the gospel. And say, Lord, who have believed our report? So then, faith comes by hearing. If you're disobedient, you're not hearing. If you're not obeying the gospel, the good news, amen, God's about to do this. You do this. If you're not obeying that, you're not hearing. You can be sitting here but not hearing.
Amen.
You can be sitting here but not hearing. If you're not obeying and stepping out in faith, the messages that are being preached that we believe is the word of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're not just doing it, it's because you don't believe it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why you didn't do anything about it. You don't believe it. I can preach on blue faith, but you don't believe it. And you don't believe it because you didn't hear it. You didn't open up your heart to hear. The Bible says, whoever has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. Pray over your hearing, that you will hear what the Lord's trying to say to you. How do you know when you're hearing it? You're doing it. You're stepping out in faith. You're stepping out in what you hear. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. How will they call if they don't believe? Faith comes by hearing. So we say hallelujah. So you keep hearing. You'll be calling. You'll be calling. It's that easy. Keep hearing till you call. You might not want to call. You might not feel it worth calling. Force feed yourself a faith CD or anything until you start calling. If your worship time has been dwindled, if your quiet time has dwindled, if your devotional time has dwindled, if your sincereness during the service has dwindled, amen, it's really the result of not hearing. How will they call whom they have not, but whom they don't believe? How will they believe if they haven't heard? So they just start listening. Start listening. And watch and see what happens. Father, we thank you. Y'all understand that tonight? We thank you for everybody gathered in this room that is about to receive great things from you, Father. Help us, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus.
make a way right now that the people would hear the word of God and honor the word of God. We listen. We open our heart. We listen to your voice. Listen to your word, Father God. Send your word. Everybody say, send your word. Send the word. Send the word right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Ye bodoro Sunday. And I sense that in my spirit right now. As you listen, I'll jump on it, says the Holy Ghost. As you listen, I'll respond. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. You will hear your blessing. Glory to God. You will hear your blessing and it will manifest. It's in the word. Hallelujah. It's in the word. Glory to God. Where is my blessing? Where is my blessing? It's in the word. You hear it. You hear it. You hear it. What you need from God, you're going to hear. Glory to God. What you need from God, you're going to hear. That breakthrough you need from God, it's not going to fall out of the sky. It's going to come in your ears. Somebody say hallelujah. You're going to hear it. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to hear it and apply your faith to it, and God's going to do something about it. Amen. Yeah, and God's saying, I want to create a new day. Glory to God. I want to build a future for you. I want to give you an expected end. Amen. I need your ears. Glory to God. I need your ears. I need your ears. I need your ears. I need your ears that I might be able to touch your heart. Glory to God. I need your ears that I might be able to indwell your spirit. I need your ears that I might be able to manifest myself. There are some things I want to say to you. There are some things I want to create on the inside of you. I can do it. It's already done. I just want to speak it over you. I just want to speak it over and speak it in you, and things will change. Glory to God. I will satisfy your hunger. I will satisfy your soul. I will give you bread. Glory to God. Bread! Bread from heaven. The bread of the word of God. Hallelujah. The bread of the word of God. And I will take care of it. I will take care of it. I will take care of it. For the word is payday. Hallelujah. He said your paycheck is in the hearing. Your paycheck is in the hearing. Your finances is in the hearing. Glory to God. Your breakthrough is in the hearing. I've already done it. You just got to hear it, and you'll sense the anointing of God on it. Hallelujah. And step out of it, and it'll be done. Glory to God. The power is in the word. The power is in the word. Rhema word. Rhema word. Rhema word, the spoken word of God. Yea, for increase is there. For increase is there. That's the greatest. And the Holy Ghost says there's millions and 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 millions out there on the CD. Listen to it and watch and see what happens. It'll bring healing. It'll bring deliverance. It'll bring victory. Ha 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 ha. Yea, for it was a season of revelation. It was a season of the word. It'll bring you out. Glory to God. It'll give you the new job. Glory to God. Ha ha ha. It'll give you faith to step out. Ha 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 ha. It'll fix the situation. It will fix the situation. It'll stop that depression. Glory to God. It'll give you a ministry. Glory to God. Ha 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 ha. Refresher. 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 There's power. Sungana mahandara mahandana. He said, for my word will not return unto me void. It's still speaking. And it's still alive. And it still applies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now just lift up holy hands and bless him. Just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Say, ah! Have revival manifest in me now. Yeah, thank I am Mosa. Say it again. I have revival manifest in me now. And the Holy Ghost says, what are you worrying about? What are you so concerned about? What are you worrying about? What are you so concerned about? Your life is easy. It's just hearing. It's just hearing. Don't you get caught up in that. Don't you get off track. Don't you get off focus. Amen. Listen and let God do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Keep on listening and you'll keep on doing it. Amen. Don't go under conviction. Don't go under condemnation and all that stuff. Glory to God. God's not mad at you. God's not upset with you and all that stuff. Oh, I got to do this. You don't have to do anything but hear the word of God and obey. That's all God's saying right now. Oh, I must have missed something. No, God said all you got to do is listen. It's already done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You'll hear direction as you hear the word. Hallelujah. And you step out in it, and it's going to manifest for you. Ha, 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 ha. Well, bless him. Jesse, close us out of here. Hallelujah. The end of the little son that I'm on. Give us a prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 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 You're going to take a step of faith, aren't you? Hallelujah. Are you? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Oh, before we go, we got to sing happy birthday to Demira and Sister Kathy. Hallelujah. But we're going to let you dismiss us while the Spirit's on. Oh, we'll sing happy birthday under the anointing. Hallelujah. Ready? Happy birthday to, oh, glory to God. Happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday, dear Demira and Sister Kathy. Happy birthday to you. Yana Labosa. And God says on this day, something new is birthed.
Hallelujah.
It is a happy day. There's
Hallelujah.
A birthing taking place
Hallelujah.
Right now
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. There's
Thank
a new
Jesus.
Thing birthed in you,
Thank
even
you
at
Jesus.
This moment, at this hour.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yay!
Thank
it's
God.
Birthed
Hallelujah.
And it's manifest.
Thank
Glory
you,
to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shalaha.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory to God. It's in manifestation. It's already out in the open. You've already stepped out. God's going to honor it. Glory to God. It's birth. Glory to God. It's alive. Hallelujah. Remember. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Happy birthday to you. Ho, 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 ha, 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 ha. Glory to Jesus. Ye como no no satala ha. Langye no no bo satala ha. Ha, 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 ha. We get blessed on happy birthday. Glory to God. Happy birthday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear the word. Glory to God. How lovely are the feet of those that bring good news. Hallelujah. Say happy birthday. Everybody have a happy birthday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise him. Ha! Hallelujah. Happy birthday. Glory to God. Supramananiolobushatalabandia. Rotohosa. Me too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yay. Labosanda robocuprepetana and ilobosapahaya. Ye como hosadahaya. Ha. 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 Woo. Ha. 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 Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! Mamaya! Basara bikini yotalabahande ala eke baaya! Yay! It's birth! Glory to God! Hallelujah! 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 Ye come on the musatalaba under the busabara kinin and little bahaya. Aya nananusa, chikemunusa, banya na haya. Ha 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 ha! Woo! Glory to Jesus! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Glory to God! Don't worry about it! Glory to God! Don't worry about it! Don't even care! Ha 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 ha! Hey! Shake it off! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Ha 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 ha! I don't care! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Woo! Glory to Jesus! Rongo to Masada Yamahaya. Thank you, Father. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Praise him.
praise him. Glory to God. Glory. Ooh, Baba Damanahaya. Woo, he's blessing in this place right now. Hallelujah. God say he's going to do it again. Hey, hey, glory to God. Find me somebody full of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Ha, 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 ha. I'm going to find me somebody full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory to God. Lambramburia sapa haya. Yotoda mosache de mahosaya haya. Nick, hey, 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 ha, 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 Hallelujah. Oh, it's done. Hallelujah. Ooh, my Mahaya. Woo. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Woo. Woo.
Bless the Lord.
Woo. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ha ha. Sunday Mahaya Abusaha. Everything, those that can receive it, everything you put your hand to is going to be blessed in this season. Everything you put your hand to is going to be blessed. Glory to God. Absolutely. Honor the blessing of God. Honor the blessing of God. It's not by your work. Glory to God. Not by your intelligence. Glory to God. It's the blessing of God. Hallelujah. It's the blessing of God. Hallelujah. And anybody that doesn't recognize it as the blessing of God will go broke. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hee-haw. Soto do hushe. Ha 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 ha. Sungro mohura de bahaya. Ha 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 ha. Woo, glory. Praise him. Ha 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 ha. Woo, glory. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Before we let you go, I just want to say something along the lines of this message. We're going to start with the end and then go to the beginning and loop around a little bit. But what is salvation? Do you know what salvation is and what it means? That scripture is about salvation. It's about calling on the name of the Lord and being saved. And do we know what salvation is? Do we? It's not just about going to heaven and escaping hell, but total salvation is complete. The good news is good news. Complete salvation from poverty, from sickness. Amen? Complete salvation. But how can you be saved? Now, we all hear the thing that, you know, you can't be saved unless the Spirit draws you. So we just sit back and say, well, one of these days, I guess the Spirit's going to draw them, and then they're going to be saved. But no, how are you saved? You can't call on God to be saved unless you believe. And you can't believe if you haven't heard, and you can't hear if it wasn't preached to you, and it can't be preached to you if the preacher wasn't sent by God. Now we're going to start from the beginning. There are a lot of preachers that weren't sent from God, saying words God never gave them to say, causing people to hear the wrong thing, believe the wrong thing, calling the wrong thing, and they're not saved from anything. Amen. All right. Did you get that? You write it down? All right. Now, that may be a problem for some people, but that's not a problem here at Nations Church. Now, I can attest to that, and I'll say to you personally, I'm still here after 6 years because I found out something good, and it was too good to keep to myself. And y'all that know me know that I don't have a problem keeping things to myself. I'm a little bit of an introvert. I can have a good time all by myself. But this one was just a little bit too much. Amen? This good news was a little too good not to let somebody know about it. Amen? It was too good to enjoy by myself. So I'm still here because I've been sent. And I wouldn't be here if I wasn't sent. Amen? And I know that's true for the pastor. He would not be here if he hadn't been sent. So you've got a blessing right there. You've got two people at least. And I know that some of y'all have been sent here. But you've got ministers and people in your life that have been sent by God with a purpose, with a word, that you might hear and believe and call and be saved. Amen? So if you're looking at your situation wondering why am I not saved, and you want to narrow it down, you can scratch off the first one. Because the preacher's been sent to you, you can scratch off the second one. You've been hearing it. Somewhere around the believing part, we start to get things caught up a little bit. So I want to encourage you tonight. I felt led in the offering to encourage you to start to use your own faith. I think you've heard it enough, and I think you need to start believing it a little bit more, because there's things God wants to do in your life, and they're not going to happen until we start to believe it for ourselves. Yeah, it's nice that God did that for so-and-so. It's nice that it worked out that way for Brother Dean or Sister Gloria or Pastor Rob. What about me? Well, it never happened for me. I guess it won't ever happen for me. I'm just special. But no, that's a lie from the enemy. You are special to God. And He will withhold no good thing from you. Don't worry about anybody else from you. Say from me. From me. God will withhold no good thing from me. You've had preachers sent to you. You've had the word to you, and you need to hear for you and believe. And as you start to do that, I promise you, your life will radically change. Amen? But it's not going to happen on somebody else's faith. You know and have heard you can't be saved because your grandmother prayed for you or your mom took you to church. You got to be saved by your own faith. Amen? You on judgment day, it's going to be you. You're not going to be able to say, well, you know, the person next to me got blessed and they heard and I was happy about that. No, it's going to be you. And God's going to say, you know, I understand you didn't have a lot of money, but I sent my son to die to deliver you from a curse of poverty so that you could have access to every resource that you needed to do what I called you to do. What went wrong? Amen? Amen? So I want you to hear, and I want you to listen and take it seriously. Because there's a bad habit church people have of hearing the word, letting it go one ear and out the other. Amen? Amen. But we don't need to be double-minded. We don't need to forget what we've heard the second we walk out the door. We need to be doers of the word, and it's very important. If you want your life to change, you need to be a hearer and a doer. Amen. Because I promise you, God has got it. He's made it available to you, and He wants to change everything that's wrong in your life and make it right. And He's done it for you. He's made it available. He sent people to you to help you. So believe and do. Amen? Is that good? All right. Well, we're going to pray, and y'all can go home. Amen. But when you go home, something goes wrong, gets on your nerves, and you're ready to jump into the flesh, don't forget. Amen. Don't forget. The Bible talks about a man that looked in the mirror and then forgot what he looked like. You're here at the mirror. This is the mirror right here. And we're preaching the word, telling you what you look like. No, you're not a sinner. You're not this unworthy person. We're reading the word to you. We're telling you what you look like. And you walk out of the door and you forget what you look like. And the devil comes and reminds you what he says you ought to look like, and you start believing it. Amen. You ever seen people with anorexia? Oh, I'm gonna let you go. Just way too skinny, and yet they don't know what they look like. They're trying to lose more weight. Amen. Never. Could never see. Amen. 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 Something's wrong with me. I'm just not quite there yet. God hadn't completed the work yet. We're still getting there. Maybe next year, maybe down the road I'll get there. But right now, oh, I'm not there. Something's wrong with me. I'm too fat. I'm too ugly. I'm not as important to God as this person sitting next to me. Amen. Amen. When you hear the word preached to you, that's your mirror. It's talking about you. Amen. It's for you. It's not for somebody else. When I get up to do an offering teaching, I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about you. Amen? So we don't want to forget what we look like. Amen? Because I promise you, the devil will surround you with enough liars to convince you otherwise. Have you totally messed up by Thursday? Amen? So you got to come Friday and get a refresher course. Saturday, you're going to forget. Sunday, you come back, you get reminded. You get in an argument over lunch Sunday, and you got to come back Sunday night. And you wonder why every service you seem to stay at the same place. Because you keep forgetting. Instead of going on, we're reminding you. Amen? So you got to remember what you look like. You got to remember who you are. Amen? Amen? Don't let the world tell you who you are. You're not of the world anymore. You know, we all can sit around and talk about our background, how we grew up, where we're from, what kind of family we're from, all that stuff, and that's great for people of the world. But we're no longer of the world. We're all new creatures. People might tell us what we look like on the outside, but we're all a different species. Amen? We're different. The world has no place telling you what you look like. They don't know. They'll spend all day trying to figure it out. Something's different about them. I don't know. But no, you need to know what you look like. Amen? Every one of you. Amen? Amen? Righteousness. Right standing before God. Amen? Right standing before God. We let our hearts condemn us, and then we don't believe that we deserve the righteousness that God paid for. I mean, how crazy is that? If you owed a debt and somebody paid for you, you wouldn't keep paying that bill, would you? You wouldn't keep sending off checks? No, if it's paid for, you're clear. God paid for that righteousness. You need to learn to have right standing before God. Know your place. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to pray this time, and then you're really going to go. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you, and we thank you, Father. I thank you who you've made us to be. Thank you that you brought us out of the world, lifted us out of the pit. Father, that you've set us on our feet. You've caused us to walk uprightly, Father. You've made us righteous, Father. I thank you that through your Son, we all deserve the benefits of full salvation. Whether it's being whole, being healed, being prospered, that we all deserve it because of what your Son did. I thank you, Father, for the person that you've made everybody in this place to be. I thank you, Father, for the unlimited potential that everybody in this place has. I thank you, Father, that you've made every person in here not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror, more than able to defeat any task that's out there, anything set before them, more than conquerors. They're not held back by any lie or inconvenience or setback, but you've caused them to overcome in every area of their life. Lord, I thank you, Father. Help them, Father, to remember who you've made them to be and to believe and to start to accept the blessing that you've given them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.